true.
You are listening to Truth Revolution Radio. We're broadcasting live via telephone, via the internet, on We the People Radio Network, WTPRN.com. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. TruthAction.org. I'm your host, Cosmos, and tonight we are continuing our exclusive coverage of the actions of November 11th, our most recent International Day of Truth Action. We're taking action on the 11th day of every month until justice, taking action all together at the same time all around the world. And if you haven't seen it for yourself, you got to see it with your own eyes. The action reports from November 11th are piling up in the most beautiful, in the most glorious way over at truthaction.org. I recommend you check it out right now if you haven't seen it yet, because it is a sight to behold. We had amazing, beautiful, courageous people standing up for 9/11 truth and justice all over the world at the same time this past Sunday on November 11th, and the reports are still pouring in as we speak. It's incredible. You got to see it for yourself. And some of the most incredibly dramatic photos from this past Sunday are of the amazing 100-plus person march they had down in Los Angeles. You see Marine Corporal Johnny Wave leading this march of all these people of all walks of life through Los Angeles, through Santa Monica. It's amazing stuff. And we'll be talking to Corporal Johnny Wave on Friday night. He's going to be returning to Truth Revolution Radio. We haven't spoken to Johnny in a few months now, so I'm really looking forward to having him back on here. He's got a lot of cool stories about the march on Sunday and a really inspirational message, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Johnny again. So check us out on Friday night show. We'll be continuing our coverage of the actions of November 11th on Friday night with Marine Corporal Johnny Wave. And also upcoming, we've got the one and only Richard Gage of AE911Truth.org. That's architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Richard will be joining us again on this show on Monday night. That is Monday, November 19th. I'm also really looking forward to that. Tonight in our coverage, our continuing coverage of the actions of November 11th, we're going to be turning our focus northwards to some of the amazing activist work coming out of Canada. And specifically, we're going to be talking to Nathan Moulton of Calgary911truth.org. Nathan is an amazingly consistent activist, very talented young man who's doing a lot to get the truth out up there. Also, if you took action on Sunday, November 11th, I encourage you to call in and tell us about it right here on this show. Your actions are an inspiration to others. and I want as many people as possible to hear about it. So call in tonight, 888-202-1984, and tell us all about it. And also, if you're one of the people, one of the amazingly courageous and heroic people who took action this past Sunday, and you haven't gotten us any proof of your actions yet, do send in your documentation to truthaction.org. We are compiling this amazing international report of the actions of November 11th, and I'm hoping to have a somewhat complete international report done by Friday. Of course, they always keep growing. Sometimes you don't get documentation until a month or two later from someone who stumbles in. Hey, look what we did back then. But we'd like to get as much of the material into it as possible by Friday and spread it far and wide. And this is the thing, folks. This is why I hammer home the documentation, you know, the pictures and the videos. And if you can't do that, just a few words about where you were and what you did so that we can document it, because you just can't believe how much action is going on all around the world until you see it for yourself. And the pictures really, really help with that a lot. And that's a big part of our work at truthaction.org, is just growing this by showing people what we're doing and all together inspiring more people to follow suit and join us and get out there. So if you haven't sent your stuff in yet, get it in to truthaction.org. It's amazing. I mean, even me, when I know, you know, I'll know that there's actions going on in, you know, scores of locations all around the world. And after the 11th, you know, sometimes even though I know people are doing stuff, it's like, yeah, you don't really believe it till you see it. And when you see it, you believe it, and you're so inspired, and it just keeps all of us going and growing this. So really, you know, sometimes it's a drag, you know. Oh, take pictures of yourself. You're doing this important work, talking to people, demonstrating, doing outreach. It's like, what, you got to stop and pose, take a picture? Just take a couple pictures. It's not that hard. We kind of had a hard time ourselves in SF last weekend. I was so involved in this stuff, it was hard for me to stop and take pictures. But a couple people got some snaps, so we can prove that we were out there, and they're pretty cool. I do believe we have Nathan on the line, so I'm going to bring him up here. Nathan's work is just so incredible. He's done so much cool stuff with his group up there in Calgary. Really, really inspirational work. They've been joining us for action on the 11th for quite a while now, and not only do they do amazing actions and document it, but, man, these guys always sending this stuff really quick. That's like super props from me. Then they do stuff like Nathan's made videos showing us how to make use of the intercoms in Walmart. Hey, it's an awesome communication system. Don't let it go to waste. You go in there, pick up the phone, drop some truth bombs right there in Walmart. You know how many people are packed in there. Imagine them all hearing you. And they've also done great stuff like demonstrating outside corporate media headquarters, and through that getting really positive spots on the local news. Amazing things, and so much more that Nathan will tell us about, so let's get him on here. Nathan Moulton, welcome to the show.
You know, it's not about what I'm doing, it's what we're all doing together, and I just want to commend everybody that's taken part on the 11th day actions, and it's just amazing to see all this coming together.
It is amazing, and I second that. Massive, massive props and thanks to everyone who has made an effort and really taken the time. A lot of people have to really put in, like, you know, make a serious effort to carve out the time to do this, and everyone taking action is so amazing and beautiful, and we're going to make history all together. We're doing that right now. Thanks so much for coming on and joining us, Nathan.
Again, thanks for having me, man. And I think if people just keep hearing this over and over again in the media, you know, maybe one time if they hear it, they might be like, oh, yeah, whatever. But if they keep hearing it over and over again, they're going to think, oh, there's something to this. And that's what we we want is we want people to investigate it for themselves. We can't really just shove all this information down people's, you know, just shove it all in their face at once. You can't do that or else they're going to decline it. They're naturally just not going to accept it. We want people to look into it for themselves and, you know, make up their own minds.
Definitely. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's one of the hurdles that we have with this topic is that it's so huge. There's so much to it. You can't really convey it all on a sign or a T-shirt or in a few words. But if we all work together, like a lot of us are doing, and we keep pushing this out there, you know, people, like you said, hear it more than what you see it from here. You got, you know, we're coming from so many different directions. This is something that I wanted to, you know, I've been saying recently, is who's kicking ass here, okay? Who has the unlimited budget? Who has of billions of dollars? Who has unlimited manpower, unlimited resources, hundreds of years of the power of empire behind them, the whole juggernaut of corporate media on their side, doing their bidding? And who's got nothing, nothing at all, except willpower and guts and determination? And who's kicking ass? We're kicking ass.
That's right, man. Have you seen Loose Change Final Cut yet? Have you got a chance to watch that?
You know, I haven't seen whatever it is that they just put out this past weekend. I saw the test screening in New York City on the 6th anniversary, and I was really impressed by that. But I'm sure they've made a bunch of changes still, so I haven't gotten a chance to sit through and watch what they just put out, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's excellent. We're going to have a screening here in Calgary this Friday for it, and I think it's a really powerful movie. It's good to finally see it come out, and something that's another thing we got to push this Truth Action Day. We're handing out Endgame because that just came out. We handed out, you know, a few hundred of those. We were putting them over City Hall and just all over the place, and now we really got to push Loose Change too.
So where's, for any listeners who might be listening in up in that vicinity, where's this screening going to be this Friday?
Just go to Calgary911truth.org and contact us through there. We'll give you all the information, and yeah, it's going to be great.
Right on.
And we should try to push this to the, you know, the local movie theaters too, even those small movie theaters, and I know there's a few in Calgary. We're definitely going to try to get them to show Loose Change Final Cut.
Excellent. Yeah, that's something that we should be pushing at a grassroots level. Just go to your local movie house, you know, independently operated, if there's any left. Talk to them about getting a screening, because this is something a lot of people were really expecting, a theatrical release for this one. And, you know, of course, we're disappointed that that hasn't happened yet. But we can push for it on a grassroots level, on an independent level. And I think that that is definitely something we should do. And I have to say, like I said, I haven't seen the final thing that they released. But if it's anything like what I saw on the anniversary, it's a very solid film. It's a really, really good introduction to this topic, maybe one of the most comprehensive on the topic of 9/11 so far. So,
absolutely. And there's also that new 9/11 Truth for Dummies flyer out from truther.org. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that. That looks very
great.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good one to hand out.
Yep. You can print them out yourself, and I think you can get them from them too. Nice little handout. They're another easy to digest bit of information, sort of similar to the 11 Remarkable Facts flyer, which we've had great success with. You know, a bunch of information condensed on one appealing little graphic. Your action this past Sunday, you guys, I was talking about this, I don't know, on a recent show, but, you know, there was a bit of discussion and debate because in many countries in Canada, what you call it, Remembrance Day?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Veterans Day for you guys.
Yeah, and here the same day is Veterans Day, and it was the same situation over in England, too. And, you know, so some people were like, oh, we don't want to go out on that day, other people were like, this is an excellent day and an excellent opportunity to go out because of this. And here in San Francisco, we actually were set up with this huge commission report replica right on Powell Market. And at the beginning of our action, we had the Veterans Day parade going right by us there at our demonstration. And you, on your action on Remembrance Day, did outreach specifically to members of the Canadian military. And that's quite, that's an amazing little piece of video there.
Yeah, we knew that, you know, they'd be around the city, so we just went out and, you know, there they were. They were walking around the streets. There was, you know, services going around that they had just come from. We wanted to be completely respectful to them. You know, we didn't want to just run up to them, shove a camera in their face. But, you know, we kind of walked up to them and asked them if it's all right if we filmed and gave them DVDs and just tried to inform them, you know, about not only is this Remembrance Day, it's National or International Truth Action Day for 9/11. And, you know, a lot of those guys are pretty brainwashed, but some of them actually know what's going on and know that the war is, you know, even Canada's role in the war is just not right.
No, it's just not right. And you were very respectful, and at the same time, you weren't really softballing it either. You know, you were being, you know, fairly blunt about what the reality is, and I really respect that as well. Check out Calgary911truth.org. It's one of the best local activist groups. They got a lot of good material on there. We'll be talking with Nathan some more about some of their other actions on the other side of this break. Back on Truth Revolution Radio, and we're continuing our coverage of the actions of November 11th, the most recent International Day of Truth Action. And we're talking to Nathan Moulton of Calgary 9/11 Truth. And Nathan's been doing some incredible actions on every 11th with his group up there, and also engaging in a wide diversity of all kinds of actions. Really inspiring stuff, and we're going to try to break into some of those right now. One of your recent actions was a little video that showed people how to use that Walmart intercom. And I know that was a lot of fun for a lot of people because it's kind of funny. And it's an innovative way. It's a very creative way to communicate with people. And that's what we really need to be doing now, is being as creative as possible and exploiting all kinds of situations to get the truth out however we can. And in fact, I mentioned that on this show when you guys put that video out, and I mentioned that I think it was Rainforest Action Network, you know, an environmentalist group. They had a campaign with Home Depot or something, like they were trying to get them to stop using this certain kind of timber that was coming. You know, it was just, I don't know specifically what the deal is. It was timber. It was a shady situation. And they had a lot of progress and success using that very tactic that you used in there. And they would have activists go into Home Depot and use their internal intercoms. So, you know, it's fun, it's funny, but also, you know, you can get the word out. And you want to talk about that one a little bit, Nathan?
Yeah, well, the main thing is it's just all about getting the truth out there, you know, any way you can. And we just, you know, think of ideas to get it out there. And one that came up was intercoms. And so, you know, I just said, all we got to do is get the person to page someone or watch them page, use the intercom, see what code they type in and then come back there another day or something like that and type that code, try that code. So we went back there with the cameraman, just me and him, and we tried it. It worked. We went around to about 5 or 6 different phones, picked it up. I think, you know, the management was obviously running around the store trying to find us. And it was actually pretty busy there that day. Some people said, you know, oh, it looks dead there and stuff, but it was just because we were going down the empty aisles so that we could use the phone and get on there. And as we were going around the store, people were talking about 9/11 and saying, well, what does he mean the government's behind it and all this? And, you know, that's what we want. We want people to be curious of it and to look into it.
Start a dialogue. Just spark off that curiosity. And then, you know, they'll come across something else. Maybe they'll see a letter to the editor in their local paper that another great activist has sent in. Or they'll catch something else. They'll hear something like Richard Gage in his debate they just had up that was in Canada too, out of Toronto. You know, and they'll hear this and be like, oh, hey, wait, remember when we were in Walmart? And we heard that guy say that stuff? You know, and things will start to click, and it's like you said in the first segment. You know, people start hearing this stuff more than once. They start getting it from all these different angles. And at some point, you know, maybe people who've been resistant to it or just totally unexposed will finally start looking into it for themselves.
Yeah, we're just planting the seeds of truth, and those are sprouting all over the place. The 9/11 Truth Movement is growing every day. The so-called debunkers can try to say that, you know, we're not growing and everything we say is wrong. And, you know, they can't debunk people that were there, eyewitness testimony saying there's bombs going off. I'd like to see one of those debunkers try to debunk what Willie Rodriguez says or, you know, John Schroeder or any, just pick any name.
Or just some of the you know, incontrovertible logic of the situation. I mean, there is the small matter of the laws of physics. And you can only, you really have to do some serious contortions and even outright lying to get around these facts. So, you know, there's only so far that they can do. And it is, you know, it's kind of entertaining in a really sick way, watching the way that these people contort themselves in order to try to keep up this denial of the facts, of the truth. And, you know, we know what happens when people start looking into 9/11. You can't really get away.
I call it the snowball effect, the 9/11 snowball effect. You know, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And once you find one thing, you just, you know, some people stay up all night reading about it. I've done tons of research on it. And that's another thing. We can't bicker about everybody in the movement and who's good and who's bad. You know, we should just be investigating it, trying to find the answers we're looking for. And many of the answers that we were looking for, we have now, and we've known all along.
Yeah, we have. That's another thing I really like to focus on, is just how incredibly powerful our case is, you know, and we've had it for years. So I really try to encourage people to, you know, stick with the basics. You know, don't wander off the path. Just really hammer this, you know, our case, our basic, solid case for 9/11 truth. Just keep hammering it home, you know. And for those of us who've been doing it for a while, you know, it can get a little monotonous, you know, to keep focusing on this. But really what will keep me going is just, you know, the feedback from people. You know, people, like when we're out on the street and people come up and thank us for being out there, like, whoa, you know, that's so cool you guys are out there. It's like they're really shocked. Like, they know what's going on, but they don't expect to see someone who cares enough to get out there. And that's just as powerful, really, too, as waking up, you know, someone who's never even heard of any of this stuff is really making it click in people's minds, people who are already aware of a lot of the facts and know what's up, but really making it click in their minds. It's like, look, yes, there is something that you can do about this, and a lot of people are doing something about this. There are people who care enough, you know, who realize what's going on enough and care enough to get out there and do it, and that's, you know, I don't think you can deny or even, you know, estimate the impact of that either. What kind of responses do you get from other citizens when you're out on the street up there?
Well, we get mixed responses, of course, but, you know, we do get a lot of positive response that we're out there. And there was a poll a little while back, a Canadian poll CBC Radio did, and it was, the question was 9/11 an inside job? Just that, nothing else. And 85% of Canadians in this poll says yes, 9/11 was an inside job. And I mean, if all those people that knew or think it was an inside job get out there and take action for what they believe in, like we are, you know, the streets would be filled.
Yeah, it's really amazing, man. It's just like poll after poll after poll shows this kind of stuff. I mean, it's really crazy, you know, even on, like, you know, very controlled sites like CNN, you know, and you've got these jackasses up there trying to associate us with terrorism and just saying all these horrible things about advocates for 9/11 truth. And, you know, even on their own sites, it's like they're just completely outnumbered, you know, by their own viewers. And we just have to break this social taboo. It's like, hey, folks, don't be afraid to talk about this. When we've got so much of the population on our side, we'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Yeah, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio, and we're continuing our coverage of the actions of November 11th, the most recent International Day of Truth Action. And we've been seeing action for 9/11 truth and justice going off all over Canada, all around the world, and Canada is right up there. We've been talking to Nathan Moulton of Calgary 9/11 Truth. You can check out their site at calgary911truth.org. It's a really great site. They've got a lot of really good material up there. You can see all of their action videos and a lot of other great stuff from other groups, documentaries, etc. They're going to be doing a screening of Loose Change Final Cut this Friday in Calgary. So if you're in the vicinity, please do check it out. And if you took action on this past Sunday, November 11th, and you want to call in, share your actions with us, please do call in at 888-202-1984. Nathan and I would love to hear from you. And speaking of action going off all over Canada, we have another great Canadian activist on the line with us now. We've got Mark from Ottawa calling in. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Pretty good, Cosmos. How are you? How are you, Nathan?
Good, man. Great, great action out there in Ottawa. You're doing a great job.
Finally, good. Glad to talk to you, too. I like your videos, too. I like the editing you're doing on them.
Yeah, thanks, man. I think we all just need to bring our own creativity to the movement, and we'll bring the New World Order to their knees.
Yeah, well, that's how it's looking. We had a really good turnout in Ottawa this month. We had, I'd say, there were 10 people for sure, and there were probably about two or three more, you know, floating around in the wing.
But, that's awesome.
For the first time we had a turnout. So.
Yeah, Mark, I got to say, Your latest action report from this past 11th, it brought tears to my eyes, man, because I know what you've been doing for the past bunch of months, you know, getting out there sometimes all by yourself, you know, hitting up people in Ottawa, doing outreach, sometimes all by yourself, sometimes with a few other people, and now you've got, man, just seeing that photo of you with 10 other activists, 10 other people that care out on the streets in Ottawa, it's a beautiful thing to behold, and I just want to congratulate you and thank you for the work you're doing up there.
Well, thank you. It came pretty quickly, too, when it actually started coming together. And two of the activists that are coming out, they protested the Vietnam War when it started. And so when this war started, they were protesting it. The reason why they, well, I wouldn't say the reason they came to me, but one of the things they said was that the local anti-war group that they tried to go with, they didn't want to talk about 9/11. Like, none of them wanted to, it was, no, let's talk about other things, let's do other things. And so they just kept, you know.
Well, that's a lot of, that's the way a lot of the anti-war groups are. They're like, well, we'll talk about any topic under the sun and invite like any speaker on any issue under the sun to our anti-war rallies, but we won't talk about the foundational myth of the war on terror, which we're supposedly fighting against. And it's really, you know, it's remarkable. It's incredible, but we've been making progress breaking through. You know, we've got Cindy Sheehan is going to be speaking at the upcoming Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth.
Awesome. Well, what
yeah.
I want to see, though, is I want to see more Canadians getting out and doing it.
I do, too.
Thunder Bay. I have not seen anything from Thunder Bay. I have not seen anything from Saskatoon.
What about Newfoundland? Did you hear Newfoundland's got one coming up here?
I heard something in Halifax, but I haven't heard Newfoundland, so...
So yeah, that's so awesome, okay? Halifax, Newfoundland, all over Canada. It's, I mean, you guys are really inspiring, and it's really cool. I mean, we've got action going on in Vancouver, in Calgary, in Ottawa. What's that?
Vancouver has four spots. They've got Vancouver, they've got Victoria, they've got Fraser Valley, and they've got the Kootenai. So they've got the
whole. Wow, I didn't know that.
And it's amazing what they're doing, and they got some. They had a big conference there in June. It's great. I know Montreal has a huge 9/11 Truth movement, although I have not seen it on Truth Action.
Yes, where are your pictures, Montreal? If you're listening, we want proof.
Toronto's been out a couple times. Edmonton's been out a couple times. That's great, so we know we're there.
Yeah, and now Newfoundland, Nathan says. This is incredible. So we do have 9/11 Truth spreading all across Canada, and both of you guys have been a key part in that. You guys' work is really amazing and beautiful to behold.
And so, some Canadians will say, you know, why do you care about that? That happened in the States. We follow the defense policy of the United States here in Canada, and you know, our soldiers are dying over there too. We're just as much a part of it, and Canadians died on 9/11, too.
Indeed. People from all over the world were blown up on that day, murdered, and then in their names, we have people from all over the world who are being sent to kill people all over the world, like those, you know, like those guys that you were talking to on Sunday, Nathan, those military men that you approached and were trying to help educate, and...
Yeah, that was pretty powerful footage.
It's, you know, it's something that's affecting people all over the world.
Can you tell us a bit more about when they told you to delete the footage?
Yeah, tell us more about that action in that video, Nathan.
All right, well, we went up to those guys just like we did to the other soldiers that you've seen us walk up to. Well, there was the two that we followed up the street. And then there was the other ones that we walked up to, and the guy said, oh, Canada's doing a great job there and all that. And then we went further down the street and seen these guys. So we got the camera up, and we started taping. We said, we're from Molten Steel Productions. Can we tape and ask you a few questions? And we tried to give them DVDs, and the one guy started freaking out, saying that we can't tape him and all this. And I was like, well, we're on a public street here. We're just, you know, just getting the opinions of soldiers out today. And he freaked out and said, I have to delete the footage. And, you know, I probably didn't have to delete the footage, but I did just out of the respect for him. I turned the camera off, and we actually had a good talk with those guys. And those were the ones that actually said that 9/11 seemed a bit fishy to them. And we gave them a lot of information and DVDs. So I think we woke those guys up.
So it ended on a positive note then?
Yeah, it did.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, you don't necessarily get that from the video because you hear them, you know, you hear them cussing you guys out and seeing that. In fact, I wanted to play a little audio clip from that video, and I was like, oh, this guy, he's wanting me to wash his mouth out with soap. The language.
Yeah, he was freaking out there at first, but I got him calmed down. I mean, he was ready to punch my one buddy in the head for asking him a question. And so, you know, I just said, hey, come on, guys. It's Remembrance Day. We just want to talk to you guys, inform you guys about some issues going on in the world.
Yeah. Well, I really, really appreciate your direct approach. You know, it does take a lot of guts and a lot of heart, you know, to go and to approach these guys who seriously, and you spelled it out right there to them. It's like, look, you might be sent to kill people. You know, based on this lie, you know, and that's, you know, it really is serious stuff. And it really is, like I said, it takes heart because it's like, you know, look at a person in that position, you know, who's being told and is maybe accepting that they're, you know, they're taking these orders. They're following them out of what? A love for their country, probably a lot of them.
Patriotism. Yep.
You know, but to do that, to be sent to do that based on such a huge lie, I mean, think what that does to you, you know? Think of what that does to you when you're killing innocent people based on a lie. You know, that's not good for a person.
I think
a lot of them, sorry to cut you off there, a lot of them are, they say we're just doing our job. We just go and we do our job. But, I mean, look at what you guys are sent there for. Why would you want to do that type of job? Why, you know... It doesn't make sense to me.
I would say ask them, were they there building schools and roads, or were they there protecting poppy fields? And if they don't want to answer, well, then you know your answer.
Yeah, heroin trade booming since 9/11 out of Afghanistan. Wow. Amazing.
On the streets now.
Guns, oil, and drugs. Big business, and a lot of these people are just cashing in incredibly, you know, on 9/11, making a lot of people a lot of money on a really big lie. Hey, Mark, if you want, stick with us through the break, and we'll continue talking about some of this stuff with Nathan Moulton of Calgary, 911truth.org, Mark from Ottawa, Canada. We'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio. Broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And this is your show for 9/11 Truth Action. And we're taking action all over the world, every day. And on the 11th day of every month, we're taking action all together. And tonight we are continuing our coverage of the actions of November 11th. If you haven't checked out what's going on at truthaction.org, I highly encourage you to go there right now and prepare to have your mind blown by the amazing activism that is spreading all over the world. Check out what's going on. We have, I think, over 100 photos from this past Sunday, November 11th, a number of videos, a bunch of text reports, and they're still pouring in as we speak this minute. And we're talking to an amazing activist from Calgary, Canada, Nathan Moulton from Calgary911truth.org. Check it out. Nathan's been doing amazing actions with his group on every 11th and a wide diversity of other actions. We've also got another great activist from Canada, from Ottawa, on the line, Mark. And hey, Mark, I heard it's your birthday, man.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Actually, yeah. You want to know what they got me for my birthday?
What'd you get?
Actually, they got me the With Liberty and Justice for All poster from Nathan James. You know, the dog with the blindfold.
Awesome, yes.
Yeah, I was checking that out. I said I was going to buy it, but I'd already, I'd already bought enough this month. So
they got you the actual, the painting?
Well, not the, like, the $4,000 one. It's just
a print.
Yes, yeah, but I got it, so.
Cool, that's a great gift, man.
So
that's very cool.
I also talked to a printing press here in town, and I've got 1,000 cards being made with that image on it.
Cool.
From Nathan James. It's going to be his little 11 Remarkable Facts cards. So we're going to switch those up. I don't know if they'll be ready for the Christmas action, but I'm hoping. I'm also going to be having a little dinner mid-month at one of the restaurants here in town, just to sort of touch base with all these people that I've hooked up with and pool our resources, find out who's the guy who can do the video editing for the YouTube clips, because I've got video footage.
Great.
I haven't done anything with, you know.
Very cool.
Truth action. So stuff like that. See another guy if he wants to do a website. We've got the MySpace site right now. But that was the last time when I was talking to you and Luke Radowski. I sent the MP3 to a buddy, and that my friend made a MySpace, sent me the username and password. That's why I have a MySpace now. So find out if there's someone there who's like a webmaster, you know, just to sort of pool our resources and see how we're going to do it.
Okay, so you're just going to completely tear it up in Ottawa.
You have to.
You have to, and you're doing it, and you're so awesome for doing it. What province is Ottawa in?
Ontario.
Ontario. Okay. We wanted to know. Okay, now both of you guys, Nathan and Mark, you have both taken it right directly to the media, to the corporate media, taking 9/11 truth directly to the corporate media on multiple occasions. We've seen a number of videos of Nathan's group going out to various corporate media outlets. And similar to what we got done here in San Francisco when we demonstrated outside the local CBS affiliate, we had a rather loud and rowdy demonstration outside their headquarters, and they came down and filmed us. I mean, I wasn't even really trying to get, you know, to get coverage. I was just had written them off. But no, they came down and filmed us. They interviewed me. And then they did a piece where they had me narrating the collapse of WTC7. And Nathan's group has had similar success with the strategy, with the tactic of demonstrating directly outside the corporate media. And I believe it was with the CTV. I'm not exactly sure how you caught their attention. What happened, Nathan?
We were at City Hall that day. We were trying to get an interview with the mayor about 9/11 truth. We seen the media there. We approached them. It's in our video on my YouTube page, youtube.com/MoultonSteel. Moulton is MOULTON. But yeah, we seen the media there. We walked up to them. I said, hey, do you guys think 9/11 was an inside job? And he asked me a couple questions, and he told his cameraman to start rolling, and they rolled on us. They did an interview with me, which they didn't use, which was kind of funny, but it was still really fair. They did a really fair piece about Calgary 9/11 truth and, you know, what we're all about.
Yeah, what they did basically was a little advertisement for 9/11 truth activism, and it's really great. And folks, do it. Just take it right directly to the corporate media. You know, there's so many different ways to approach it. Good things can come out of it. You'd be surprised, because not all of it is completely clamped down. And we do have a little audio clip of this CTV piece. They actually, you had the clip on your YouTube account, and CTV actually had it pulled from YouTube due to copyright violations. But we found another clip where someone filmed it with their camera off the TV. And I just wanted to play this clip now so you can see what a great little piece they did on CTV.
Here in Calgary, a local group gathered at City Hall to tell Calgarians about what they feel is a 9/11 conspiracy. The 9/11 Truth Group says the events that took place on September 11, 2001 were an inside job. The group was handing out DVDs with information about their alleged conspiracy and tried to tell people why they think the facts don't add up. Organizers say the more people know about 9/11, the less they'll believe, and the group wants the new investigation to be held into events surrounding the terrorist attack. For more information on the group's efforts, you can go online to Calgary911truth.org.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they basically just did a little advertisement for you and your group, and I thought that was just really beautiful and a great example of the kind of success that can be had just through doing it. It's very short, very sweet, but they say none of it was very derisive at all. I mean, they say conspiracy theory, this, that, but it's not, not in a really particularly negative way, and they advertise your site.
Yeah, I think all publicity is good publicity. And, even if it's what happened with Bill Maher and stuff, I heard some truthers say, that's bad publicity and, we don't want any of that. But
and you were saying people gave you grief for your Walmart action, too.
Yeah, saying,
that's
a bad way to get it out. I mean, and instead of spending time, just criticizing other people's work, you should just investigate and, do your own work.
Indeed. If you don't like a tactic, take a different tactic. But make sure that you do. Don't just sit there at your keyboard typing away criticizing other people's actions. Get out there and show us.
Exactly.
Show us how it's done. And and we'll learn from you. And, I'm a strong proponent of every tool in the toolbox, whatever works and as much of it as possible. And, sure, there was a ton of criticism about the Bill Maher infiltration when that first happened, but then look how it played out. We get all these mentions, we get these people freaking out, these shills on Fox and CNN just like, acting so desperate, that they're calling us terrorists for heckling, at a TV show or whatever. It's just ridiculous. How good does that look? And then you have CNN playing, the great Truthers Respond to Bill Maher clip on a lot of good things can happen. So it's just, every tactic and that we can possibly think of, anything non-violent. What's that?
There's going to be a lot more. It's going to be good. I think it's just starting now. Everybody's waking up. It's not taboo. It's the time,
Yeah, we're just getting started, and we really are. We're doing in this this social taboo on talking about this thing, which is really ridiculous at this late date to have any kind of stigma or taboo talking about this thing that such a great percentage of the population is on our side. There's no reason to be afraid to talk about it in public, especially with it affecting all of us, so many people.
Yeah, everybody should get out this December 11th. I think I'm going to dress up like Santa Claus and put a bunch of DVDs in a stack.
Presents.
Yeah. Awesome.
When you see us out at 32 below handing out discs, they're going to know the information's worth something. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Yes, we have a lot of truth presents to give out to all the people in our community. So indeed, do get out on December 11th and get out anytime you can. Thanks for joining us, Mark. Happy birthday, man. And thank you so much, Nathan Moulton.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you both.
All right, you guys, keep kicking ass up there in Canada. We'll be back on Friday night with Marine Corporal Johnny Wave, continuing our coverage of the actions of November 11th. Check it all out at truthaction.org. And do whatever you can to spread the truth. Come on, let's put an end to this. Let's do it.